Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 207. After discussing the programs of skeletal muscles or striated muscles, we are moving on to consider connective tissue today under the organs controlled from the cerebral medulla. While discussing skeletal muscles, we saw that it had two controlling centers in the brain, one the cerebral medulla and two the motor cortex. Because the muscles have a function of mobility also. There are few more muscles in the body having the function of mobility and controlled from both the cerebral medulla and motor cortex. We will discuss their SBSs under this heading itself later. Coming back to the SBS of the connective tissue, as the very name implies, its function is to connect other tissues of the body together, thereby giving strength and support. It can be found in different parts of the body. For example, it connects the muscles to bones and thereby gives strength to tendons and ligaments, because mostly the connective tissue is consisting of elastic fibers. In another part, for example, the connective tissue found directly under the skin called a subcutaneous connective tissue, it is loose and contains fat cells. In many tissues, it is having still more important functions than mere giving strength and structural support. For example, it aids the repair of those tissues during the PCLB phase of healing phase called scarring phase, because it forms the fibrous scar tissue during the tissue repair. All the neuroglia formed in brain during the healing phase to assist the healing process contains a specialized form of connective tissue. Please remember well, unlike the different types of muscles, connective tissue has no function of mobility, and so it is only controlled from the cerebral medulla and not by the motor cortex. Whatever may be the type of connective tissue, subcutaneous, neuroglia, or that connects muscles to bones or found in tendons or ligaments, all the connective tissues are derived from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla. As in the case of all tissues controlled from the cerebral medulla, there is crossover correlation from brain to the organs. That means the connective tissue of the right side of the body is controlled from the left side of the brain hemisphere, and the connective tissue of the left side of the body is controlled from the right brain hemisphere. Another important and interesting point to remember is that many organs and tissues, including the connective tissue, have their controlling centers in the brain orderly placed in the cerebral medulla from head to toes. They are the bones, skeletal muscles, lymph vessels with their nodes, blood vessels, and fat tissue. All these centers are found in cerebral medulla, and all these organs and tissues have their same biological conflict, the self-devaluation conflict. When we consider the self-devaluation conflict, we can say that the most severe self-devaluation conflict can affect the bones and joints. Depending on the severity, we can almost say that the self-devaluation conflict can affect then the other tissues in the same order, that is, skeletal muscles, lymph vessels with their lymph nodes, blood vessels, connective tissue, and fat tissue. Now, the most important point to remember in today's health tip, that is, the biological conflict linked to the connective tissue is a light type of self-devaluation conflict or light loss of self-worth. When we studied the bones and joints, we discussed a generalized self-devaluation conflict and localized self-devaluation conflict. Exactly in the same manner, the specific self-devaluation conflicts of the connective tissue in different parts of the body has to be understood and remembered. While studying connective tissue, also remember what I have mentioned earlier regarding the understanding of the period of evolution of human organism. with all the organs derived from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla, the primary conflict theme is the same, self-devaluation conflict. Finally, the principle of biological handedness and whether the conflict is related to mother, child or partner are applicable in cases of connective tissues also. That means whether the conflict of self-devaluation conflict should affect the connective tissue of the right side or left side of the body is predetermined by these natural principles. Of course, a localized conflict can affect the connective tissue around the site associated with the self-devaluation conflict. Friends, we will discuss CA phase and healing phase of the SBS of connective tissue with their medical conditions tomorrow. Until then, best wishes for GNM studies. I am Dr. C.J. Verghese from Kerala, India.